Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from our home base every Friday morning, Borgata, the beautiful Atlantic City Casino here. Great to be with you. And, of course, a lot going on in Philly sports, a lot to get to today. You know, Sixers-Knicks, they start up tomorrow night. Phil's White Sox tonight. We got 6 days to the NFL draft. Look, we pretty much got everything but the Flyers. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, the Flyers missed it. But the other teams got a lot of hot stuff going on. NBA and NHL playoffs obviously cranking up. All of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
There's an active volcano in Colorado.
Doesn't shock me. I mean, you got the you got the randos out there.
It kind of shocks me. I mean, I've never even heard of this
thing.
Well,
it shocked me.
Cerro Volcano?
Well, yeah, I never heard of it either.
And it's active. And it, in the technical geological sense, any volcano that has erupted in the past 10,000 years is considered active.
Wow.
And this Cerro Volcano in Colorado, it made lava 4,200 years ago.
Well, here's the corresponding thought I'd give you. It's like our earthquake the other day. I mean, you wouldn't think that, but it happened. I mean, the world is...
That's crazy.
Isn't that incredible? I slept through it, by the way, here at Borgata. I was
driving.
I went up to the room and took a
sense.
Nap. All right, so let's get to it here. I mean, Philly's back at it. Obviously, a little bit dormant topic-wise the last two or three days on our show as the 76ers have, you know, taken center stage, if you will, rightfully so. But, you know, the Phils have played much better baseball lately. And we'd love to hear from you if you think they have fully turned the corner and now are ready to take off. You know, they've won, you know, a few games in a row, three games above 500. A lot of good stuff there. Braves keep winning. Phillies are winning. So it should set up for a really fascinating NL East race. And then, obviously, you know, the Sixers and the Knicks. I mean, squarely on the table. Your thoughts on that series, belief in Embiid, the whole thing there, 215-592-9494. John, let's crank it up initially here with the draft and the Eagles. You know, I think it's fair to say it has been a sleepy, really an unusually sleepy time from a conversation standpoint as it relates to the NFL draft. It's just been a hard one, I think, for a lot of people to get into. The offensive line thing is never particularly a fun topic to, oh, this offensive lineman, no, that offensive lineman. Like, all right, pick 22 doesn't, you know, garner the most attention, like a pick 9 or 10 like the Eagles have had in some recent years. But here's one thing that always garners attention. Whether we have a true Super Bowl contender on our hands with our team. And as we sit here in mid to moving toward late April, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. As Howie Roseman gets ready to, you know, get this draft going and really, frankly, strategize for it. Do you think he is strategizing with the thought in mind that we really have a legit Super Bowl contender here with this Eagles squad? Or is that more one of those things where we certainly hope it, we know anything's theoretically possible, but what you saw at the end of last year is a more defining characteristic on what this team will be? Not that they're going to go out there and go 1-6 in the next seven-game stretch, but that they miss their window. And they're not really elite any longer. Like, where do you stand at 215-592-9494? John, where do you stand on whether this is, in fact, a true
Super Bowl contender? Yes. And Howie talks about it. he doesn't want it called a rebuild. He wants it called a retool, and that's what we do every year. We have a chance every year with the way he plans everything out to a T that this team – cap-wise is going to be the strongest on paper. You know, this team personnel-wise is going to be the strongest on paper. It's going to give our coaches the best chance. Continue to be the strongest where it matters most. And we're about to enter that whole saga again with the draft, where we will focus on the trenches, and some people will think that's boring and it's going to make us a good team, and we're going to continue to be strong where it matters the most. Meanwhile, the question today is, does this team have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender? Of course they do. Look at our chances compared to the rest of our division, first of all. When Andy Reid was here, the first goal every year was win the division.
Sure.
Because we knew that put us in a great spot for the next goal, which is have success in the postseason. So winning your division, we know the merits, and most of the time you win the NFC East, you're going to end up having a good enough record to do something
plus,
in terms of seeding.
Plus, Dallas won it last year, so it's time for someone else.
Well, I know that's people the way think the NFC... there's something to that. Speaking
incredible.
Of Dallas, I mean, you've got a horrendous offseason. Like, let's just compare and contrast what we've done this offseason in terms of free agency and what the Dallas Cowboys have done. The Dallas Cowboys took their quarterback, who was owed $55 million this year, went back to the drawing board and restructured Dak Prescott for savings of a grand total of $5 million. Now they're paying him $50 million this year instead of $55. What in the world? Like, what was the point? They now have CeeDee Lamb ticked off, not showing up for their offseason program because he's not getting paid. You got Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons also absent from the offseason program, and they're trying to say, it's not a big deal. Micah Parsons is also due a huge payday, and that's a big part of what the whole problem is here. They are a mess right now. The other two, but at least they have a quarterback. Yes, they're overpaying him. Yes, they messed up the contract thing, but at least they have a quarterback. You look at what the Giants have. We're hearing they're sitting at number six. They might be trying to trade up to go replace Daniel Jones, who just had his knee reconstructed in the offseason. Meanwhile, the Commanders, they're sitting there at number two. They are certainly, everyone expects that they're going to have a quarterback waiting in the wings, a guy that they like. But when they brought these quarterbacks, they brought four young quarterbacks in, which was so unconventional and just flat out weird, if you ask me. At this stage of the game, if I had my druthers, if that's my team, I want them to know which guy they like, and I want them to start creating a relationship with that guy rather than bringing all four quarterbacks in and having like a, hey, let's go to Disneyland day.
Right.
That's weird. But anyway, those two teams that aren't the Dallas Cowboys are looking for a new guy to build their team around. That's not going to get it done against us. Our offense can carry this team to the promised land this year.
Well, listen, the offense obviously has a lot. And John,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brings up a lot of great points about the weaknesses of the division. And obviously, Dallas has really not asserted themselves this offseason. And, you know, maybe they are about to take a step back.
It's bizarre.
Well, I agree.
Themselves. It's like something is going on. We may never know the truth behind it.
I agree.
But something's broken.
Something feels really weird down there. I agree with that. The problem from an Eagles standpoint is that's only part of the equation. You know, then there's everything else, including, most importantly, the Eagles themselves. Look, we'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494 if you think the Eagles are a legit Super Bowl contender. When you evaluate the whole thing, the roster, you know, the quarterback, the coach, the defense, the whole thing, do you think it nets out to Super Bowl contender, true elite? Or is it one of those things where it's like, yeah, I know anybody can. I mean, that's sort of the way the NFL is these days, and I know that's certainly what I want. But, no, the Eagles missed their window, and now it's, you know, go backwards time a little bit here. Look, I'll say this. I am on the skeptical side of whether the Eagles are a legit, true Super Bowl contender. I get that, you know, as they did in 2017, things can happen to play your way into it by being better than perceived, and hopefully that happens. I just know, and that happened obviously in 2022. I mean, they didn't lose the Super Bowl because they weren't a true contender. They lost the Super Bowl because they didn't play their best game, not nearly. And they faced a great team and a great coach and a great quarterback, and they lost the game, and I'm still really ticked off about it. But I know those 2 years the Eagles were truly legit. Obviously in 2004 they were truly legit. That's not what this, to me, feels like. Now,
well, we got a long time to go.
No, they
do. We had to be truly legit. This team, geez.
I understand. But there are years where you can feel it now. Like, we felt it now in 02, 03, and 04. I felt it going in. I felt it going into last year.
Well,
at this
you know
time.
What? It's kind of unfair to try to judge that now because we just lost two all-timers, one on
well,
each
that's
side
an
of
issue.
The football.
I mean,
that
so,
is an issue.
So
and Howie knows that he has to, you know, make up for that.
Yeah,
that's not a small task.
Here's the way I size it up. You know, and I really try to drill down on the question, you know, are they actually Super Bowl contending legit, or is it just one of those things I more hope for? I think there's four reasons why I lean toward no. Like, I think they're on the outside – looking at, like, the Super Bowl room, the Eagles are, they're in the room next to the room. The door's a little ajar. They're peeking in there. Hey, what's going on in there? Like, they're looking in the room.
We have the sixth best odds to win the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I get it. But here are the four issues to me that lead me to say it's more of a no than a yes. Number one, Hurts. He does worry me. And I know the immediate counter is look what he did in 2022, and it's in there. And look, it's a legitimate argument. You know, I mean, what he did in 2022 was really special. What he did in that Super Bowl was really special. He probably played one of the best games ever by a quarterback who lost the Super Bowl. I mean, really, he probably did. He probably played probably one of the five best games ever played by a quarterback who lost the Super Bowl. So it's not to say he can't do it. But what happened last year, you know, it was such a tremendous step backwards, particularly by the end of the year. I mean, just very plainly.
We've addressed the problem. We've canceled out the offensive and defensive coordinators.
But that's not him. I mean, that's what helps him, but that's not him.
I'm positive the problem. I'm positive this offense, the things that plagued it last year, slowing down because you're getting sacked, slowing down because Jalen's breaking the pocket every single time he's dropping back.
Look, I think
this offense if Jalen doesn't have to break the pocket every single time he drops back.
I know, but imagine if
imagine
if he doesn't have to break the pocket and still does. You know, that was one of the things.
But that's the point. He needs to get to where he does not
well,
do
that's
that,
my point.
And I expect that he will improve
we'll
in that regard
so,
this year.
So that
Kellen Moore will continue to coach as he installs,
well, he has
and
to.
Jalen will get better at all of these things. There are things he's not good at that he'll be asked to do this year, and he'll have to keep working on.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt you need to see growth from Jalen. So that's number one that does worry me. Number two, I mean, still don't know what happened last year. Still don't know. I mean, whatever the stink was within that roster, within that locker room, we still don't know. But I can't eschew it like something didn't happen. I mean, I feel like something happened. I don't know if they fixed it. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they got rid of the player. Maybe they didn't. I have no idea. So, like, that worries me. I'd say, you know, John touched on this, and this is a big one, too. When I talk about, like, winning the Super Bowl and really competing for it, losing Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, and Hassan Reddick in one off season, like, let's put it this way. It would probably be, if they were to really compete for it, it would probably be the biggest bounce back from having lost people in the history of Philadelphia sports. I mean that. Like, to win a Super Bowl after losing three players of that ilk, two of whom were still in their prime. In my opinion, Reddick was still in his prime. I mean, let me put it this way on Kelce. I mean, I don't think you can call it his prime when he's in his 30s, but I saw no drop-off. I just did it. And Fletcher gave him the best season he's given him in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. So that is a worry. And then just the defense as a whole. You know, I told you when the offseason began, I thought it would be a 2-year rebuild. I'll stand by that. Obviously, they've improved. You know, that's good.
A 2-year rebuild makes no sense in the NFL. A 2-year rebuild, like, what are you talking about?
On defense. They were devoid of talent.
You can completely change out one side of the football in the NFL.
Well, they haven't changed out Bradberry yet. They just haven't. Look, 215-592-9494, where you stand as Howie gets ready to embark on this draft, and obviously contained within the conversation is, what do you think the strategy should be? Is it more plug and play here and now? Go get that guard if you feel like you need him because I got a team that can win a title? Or is it more, you know, looking over the horizon a bit because that window has passed and let's view this thing a little different? Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Phillies. We'll get into the 76ers. Got a lot of audio to play through the show. All that and more with you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.